You know, I feel like every team in the NFL got good guys on both sides of the ball. You know, I feel like the difference is the attention to details, and it's really a game of inches, you know. So I'm expecting to be a dog fight all four quarters and ready to go out and compete.
Is there ever anything different when you're going up against your hometown team? I know it's obviously not down there, but playing them here, is there anything different for you?
Nah, same thing. It's football. You know, it's going to be 50-yard line, 50-yard line, one end zone, the other end zone, you know. They scrap up their helmets just how we scrap up our helmets. So it don't matter about the opponent. It's all about us.
Were you a Dolphins fan growing up?
Yeah, I was. I was a Dolphins fan growing up.
Favorite players? Or?
I ain't really had no favorite players. You know, I just used to like a lot of the things the guys used to do. Back when I was young, they had Ricky Williams at the time. And I think Ronnie Brown was a rookie coming in, joining him. And they used to have the two-back combination. They had Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor. Of course, I'm way too young for Dan Marino. When he was playing, I think I was 1 or 2 years old. So, yeah, I was a Dolphin fan. Everybody was a Dolphin fan in Miami.
Are you not necessarily banged up like some of the other guys, but how's the bye week? How did it treat you and feel better?
It gave us the advantage, you know. We had a lot of guys banged up. So for us to come back this week, be full speed, most of the guys back healthy. Just trying to put a good week of preparation together right now.
What about the bye week as far as being consistent? You guys usually have bye weeks to come later, you know, four games in. What about coming out, making sure you guys have the right kind of execution to start the second half?
I just say we start fast and execute. Whatever play's been called, just take advantage of it, execute. But first, let's start with today's practice. You know, we get together. We have a good practice today. That's one rack of practice. Then tomorrow, then Friday, and then, you know, Saturday we sharpen up in the meetings and stuff, and game time on Sunday. Hopefully we'll be flying around fast, everybody playing at their full potential.
Have you guys hit your stride yet? Is there another gear of this offense?
Definitely, definitely. I think we're still putting, you know, still finessing, you know. Just got to take it one game at a time and, you know, continue to get better and finesse some more and just keep finessing and getting better.
How you feel about the run game overall? Some of you guys kind of got some things going.
I feel good about it. You know, it's a process. You know, I feel like our offensive linemen do a hell of a job, you know, blocking, you know, being unselfish, you know, making stuff happen for us. You can't ask for much more than that.
There's always a, you know, ever-running question about wanting the ball more and being confident in your own abilities. Is it a case where you would like to have it more?
I don't care how many times I get the ball. It ain't about how many times you get the rock. It's all about what you do when you get the rock, you know. So 10, 20, 30, 5, my mindset is the same on each carry. You know, I'm trying to win. I'm trying to score each carry. I'm trying to get positive yards. I'm trying to make the offensive linemen look good, just like how they trying to make me look good. So my max effort on every carry.
You had Sanu and Hardy not practicing. Does your role change in more in the passing game when those guys are out?
No, we got guys that step up. And, you know, it's all about the next man up here in this business, too. And we got great guys. We got great athletes, you know, that can step up, make plays. It's all about getting everybody comfortable and putting them in the best situation to win.
What does it mean to have Ryan come back after being banged up to the offensive line, to the running game?
It means a lot to have him come back, see him out there, hear another dog, you know, add it to the table, add it to the offense. So it's always good to have a dog on the offensive lineman and another dog on the offensive lineman and, you know, just constantly telling me, man, I got your back. Run behind me. Just run behind me. That's the type of guy Schrader is. So I'm just excited and happy to play with him.